Sharon, one of the questions I hear frequently from people who are just getting started is, should I get more information? Should I go to real estate school? Should I go get a real estate license? What do I do?
That's a great question, Diane, because we do want people to get educated. But going to real estate school is a profession. That's the left side of the quadrant. If your goal is to go to the right side of the quadrant, the B and I side, you need a team. So call a local broker. Let them know, I want to buy my first property, but I need to learn. Most brokers are going to be happy to share their knowledge. But remember, they get paid based on you buying. So always keep that in your mind. But they have been trained to recognize things about the property. They're going to help you learn. And eventually, you'll find that right property and you'll make their day.
Now you've found the perfect property. What do you do next? The next step is to assess the value. Now, we talked a little bit about how location is important, but it's not the only issue in buying a property.
This is where your broker can be such a help. They can pull up comparable sales, comparable rentals in that area. That's going to help you assess the value of your property as compared to other properties in the same area. It's a very important part of the process.
In the vernacular, those are called comps, C-O-M-P-S. Just a little trade word. If you throw that in, it sounds good. But what you'll ask your broker for is, show me the comps on this property. What you're looking for is, what do similar houses in this region sell for?
And rent for.
Exactly. And not only what do they sell for, what do they close for, how long are they on the market? There's a lot of information you can glean from looking at those reports. Your broker should have that easily accessible and be glad to share that with you, as well as show you how to read those reports.
Also, if you have a lot of property for sale in that area, it helps you in the negotiation because your seller knows there's a lot of homes for sale. And they may be a very motivated seller, but if you don't know that, you don't know to include it in the negotiation.
Right. And as you look at those comps on other houses, you're going to be comparing like for like. Chances are you're looking at the house that you found that has a problem, as we discussed earlier. Maybe it has a little deferred maintenance. It needs some new paint. It's got gold foil wallpaper. Something's wrong with it. That makes the value less. So as you look at that, remember, you don't want to price the house you're going to buy the same as the others. Those are fixed up. And you want to make sure there's enough profit margin left in there for you.
Things that you want to compare between your house and the other houses that you get in your comps are, what year were the houses built in? What's the square footage of the houses? How many bathrooms? What condition is the kitchen in? Very important piece of information.